Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome back to my podcast. I'm Louise Boyce, aka Mama Still Got It. And tonight we are talking about the one and only Mum Night Out called Piz Up. I am talking with the hostess, Lorna Hayward, mother of three, writer of the Mumblings blog, Mrs. H. Hayward on Instagram. If you don't follow her, you should. She's an account that I absolutely love, and the founder and hostess of Piz Up. And with us, I can't believe I'm saying this, is Lisa Mafia from So Solid Crew. I cannot wait to talk to her and about how 21 Seconds came about and what it actually means. And she also performed at one of the Piz Up nights with Lorna. And it's a great chance to listen about why us mums need a night out, where to go, and letting it all go. Because let's face it, we need a night out every now and then. Enjoy and book tickets. You can hear all about it right here. Okay, welcome to the next podcast. I'm Louise Boyce. This is Mama Still Got It podcast for pod's sake. And I really feel like I need to say for pod's sake or for God's sake right now. For those of you listening, it's Wednesday. It's 10 past eight. I managed to get 2 out of 3 kids down whilst I talked to these amazing ladies about a mum's night out, which I could really do right now. So welcome, Lorna Hayward.
Hello.
Hello. And Lisa Mafia.
Oh, so sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Cheers, ladies. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Cheers.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And the wine
me.
Is flowing.
Sorry, babe. Oh, sorry, sir.
And my, my seven-year-old has not gone to bed yet. But he will be soon. So today we are talking about the biggest and best mum's night out. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I don't think there are many others out there at the moment. And Lorna Hayward has basically started this from scratch by herself. Lorna, you are a legend for us mums out there.
Wow.
Tell us what gave you the idea, why you wanted to start it, and what it is.
Do you know what? I always say, like, it was never meant to be anything more than what it was the night it started, which sounds bizarre, but it was created from a need for myself, like the need to just...
need for
yeah,
wine.
It, and I always say, it is, I always say it, it's quite selfish because, like, and maybe that's further along the line, but, you know, I've had some amazing opportunities since and I don't want to change it because... it was created for something that I needed at the time, which was the need to just let some steam off.
Oh, God. Mm. Amen.
Feel like myself
yeah.
again.
Oh, yeah.
But in a safe space where I wasn't necessarily surrounded by 22-year-old girls or
yeah.
guys.
Yep.
And that's no, you know, I have younger friends. I have, like, a whole mix of different friends. But... there is something to be said about feeling like you can kind of have a drink and a dance. And also music is such a massive part of Piz Up for me.
Yeah.
And I'm so, you know, I'm quite anal, I guess, about the music that I do play or yeah. that is played on the night. And it was purely like, what do I want to listen to?
Oh, God,
what do
yeah.
I really enjoy? What's going to, like, you know, when you're, you know, those occasional nights that I was out or... you know, I was at home or something, and I'd be like, God, I just like listen to Kistory in the kitchen.
Oh, I listen to that today. Yeah. I listen to that in the kitchen. Exactly.
Always, always.
Yeah. A bit half cut, and you're just kind of like, the kids are in bed, and you're
just
like,
just want to sing along. Yeah. Something to sing along to.
And I don't really, you know, maybe I want to put like a dress on, but then maybe the next time, maybe I don't. Maybe I just want to put trainers on and wear jeans and like whatever. That is what I was trying to cater for, I guess, when I did it.
It's a genius idea. Yeah. I mean, but it started from being, how many women were there?
I think 32 came to my first one, which I was just
like... a large house party.
Yeah, exactly, which I was blown away with. You know, I was just like... And I ticketed it because I had to hire the whole venue, the venue being a small kind of quite cool coffee shop locally to me, which did pizzas. And I was like, okay, I'm really... Shit, can I say shit?
Of course you can.
Say it. Like, I mean, once this is out, I'm basically going to be like swearing the whole. I wanted to have the whole venue, and I'm shit at eating when I go out.
Yeah,
but I didn't want to sit down dinner because there's loads of things that do really nice dinners, and there's loads of things that do networking, and I was like, I just want to go out.
Yes,
yeah. But I want to go out with like. You know, I want to stand at the bar and order a drink and kind of look to my side and be like, you all right?
You can relate to that person.
Yeah, and
definitely.
It's like we're all in the same thing. Women, I'm definitely. Not kind of like turned to my side and go, oh, fuck.
I've got nothing to say to that.
Yeah. I feel like, oh, kind of
or
like...
I feel like, because you're so right what you're saying, like sometimes when you go out and there's like a, you know, no offence if there are 22-year-olds listening to this, I'm sure there aren't, but when you are out and you see like these, like the younger generation, like these millennials, you're just like, you haven't got a clue. As in like, I really need a drink.
And also there are those nights out where I might go out with like someone who, you know, for various reasons that might cross over, like, you know, hang out with a cousin or whatever. But this is one night that I was like, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I just want to know that this is like, I'm going to book it in. I'm going to have a night off.
Yeah.
I can have a proper night out. And I'm just going to hang with like women who are feeling sort of the same, I guess.
Absolutely. And that's exactly how it does feel. Like I've been to quite a few piz ups and I've had literally the best time of my life.
A lot of the feedback has always been, you know, which I think they're the comments that I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know what? I felt... I'm going to swear again.
Swear away, baby. It's absolutely fine.
It's when it's good.
Oh my God, I felt fucking 20 again.
Yes, I feel like you've... Yes,
I just
exactly.
let loose and was like, oh my God, I felt like I was like back in Iron Apple. I felt like I was like back in, you know, wherever it was at those
journey.
Moments. Yeah. That brought that kind of feel good, let loose feeling from. That's how they felt. And I never set out to create that, but...
But
you
I
know,
think like, everyone felt like that. Like the piss up I or the Chris up I went to, which is the Christmas one, the one 2 years ago.
Yeah, Tooting, Tram and Social.
I had, honestly, still to this day, hand on my heart saying that was probably the best night I've literally ever had.
Wow.
Since like,
coming
like,
up.
Like for real. Like this isn't just, you know, just to say this on this podcast. I went there feeling like the kids are really stressing me out. I just need to let loose. I need to just... have a drink and dance and just dress up and feel like, I've still got it. Like this is what I need. And I went there and it was medicine. It was exactly what I needed. I remember coming up to you and going, Lorna, this is amazing. This is so fucking amazing.
All
I love
high pitch and
whilst I'm shelling out boxes of pizza. Shut up, Louise.
And the thing is, like, there was all
soak up that alcohol, please. Eat this pizza.
And have some Prosecco. But I think every single mother there was on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
So everyone, the vibe was electric. Everyone was just in a really good place.
Yeah.
Just like letting their hair down.
I think that's like, what Jamie, like, well, actually, you know, let's say a little... Sorry, Jamie's not here.
Yeah.
Reggie's teething. So.
Cheers to Jamie.
Cheers to Jamie.
For not being here.
Soz Jay. But we always kind of chat afterwards and he's like, oh, that... I think that's the best one yet.
Oh.
That there was like, the women were like piling in by seven. There was like, no, you know, because the venue say to me, since they've got bigger, you know, obviously the doors will open at seven. Do you think people, I'm like, oh yeah, they'll be here.
Oh,
they will be here.
Oh, of course they will.
Because they're like, you know, there's always...
They put the kids down ready. They're
exactly.
ready. They planned that.
Exactly.
Your audience planned.
Dates in a diary.
And there's also... such a long lead time, which is why, you know, I won't do one every month, or I won't, because it's like, I'm going to give you 3 months' notice to just say, I'm just going to have a night off in 3 months. Mm. I'm going to plan this. I'm going to, you know, call in a friend, call in a babysitter, call in Nana, whatever it is. Mm. And I think that's the magic of, you know, each and every time we do it, is knowing how it feels. Kind of, everyone is different, but every time we go, that was the best one. It's like, no, that was the best one.
But
I think walking in, like you said, after you've put, it's, I guess I've done it, right? We're all in the same scenario, aren't we? Yeah. Like, all being mums. And I think there is something to be said of putting the kids to bed, because that feeling of like, I don't want to go. Can't be bothered.
Oh my God, I do that now.
Oh,
I do.
All the time.
Because I work in clubs so much, I literally get to the weekend sometimes and I think, I don't want to go out.
I don't want
to
do it.
Like, just the effort to get ready is like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm just, you know, I have to be in that environment every weekend with work. So my weekend's off, I'm like, staying in. Hello.
Bring on the loungewear.
Bring on the shawarma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can of Pepsi. Yeah.
Definitely. But I think that's it. But, and I think the moments that you are in it and that you do make the effort, I always say, you know, the venue might say to me, so, you know, what... And I guess over time, I've then brought in friends who happen to not have children through whatever reason. But they, you know, I wanted them on the door rather than just like the venue. Because I was like, I want a warm welcome. Because some women have come on their own. Yeah, some women have just arrived.
They
come
on their own.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hundreds come on their own. Yeah.
Really?
How amazing now is that? Like, women from all over the country are like coming on their own. And
I
mean, like, women have come on the train from Peterborough. Come from Leeds, come from... I had two women come on their own from Germany for the last one.
Germany?
Yeah.
That's insane!
But so to walk into a venue...
That's incredible. That means you're actually promoting it really well, that they know it's a safe environment for them to be. And I think that is key to mums going out raving.
Yeah. That is it.
Exactly.
That is key. And do you know what? I kind of... I think the safe space situation is so prevalent to what
really
I do now. It
wasn't,
you know, it was kind of like I never set out for it. Well, I never set out for it to
you
be
realize
this,
that's one of
but
your
now
key
I think that's what people feel, you know.
That's brilliant.
And I think that for me, that was one thing that I found really incredible, because obviously I've never been out on a night out before where it's just women. And I think a lot of people are like, oh,
it's quite bizarre
women.
in a way.
Well, thinking about it, you think, oh God, well, is that, you know, that feels, is it just
weird?
One massive like hen do? But being there, I've never felt, as you said, so like safe and secure with like-minded people, how you can go up to the bar and just look at someone and go, thank fuck we didn't do the bed night routine.
Yeah,
I know, right? And then that's it. You're like, best mates forever. And that you're all on like the same wavelength. And
I think it's something about leaving your handbag or leaving your...
Yes.
Walking through the door and they're like, also, would you like... You know, you're chatting to the venue. Would you like the Prosecco? I'm like, no, I want them... It's straight in their hand.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I want them to walk through and just be like... I don't want to even think about it. It's like a kind of natural motion.
Yeah.
And equally, just a point, I have many... I mean, listen, I've done two piz-ups, hosting them heavily pregnant and kind of at that
amazing.
Really shit stage of pregnancy where you're like 15 weeks and you're not showing and you're like, oh, I feel sick and everyone stinks of fags and booze.
Oh, God, yeah, I remember that.
I was like, if anyone else hangs off me, and I had to be there till 1 o'clock. But anyway,
you're
so but lots
of
people don't drink, you know, and equally, I mean, you know, we cater for that as well. It's like, if you don't want to drink, that's absolutely fine. But it's more about, I want people to walk through the door and just be like,
yeah, this
breathe.
Is my place. Yeah.
This is your place. Chill out. I mean, like, if you left your bag there, no one's going to do anything or nick anything. Or it's just like, this is a good place to be.
She's driving. So my husband's pouring us more wine.
I'm actually
which I love him doing
home.
But
Lisa's gonna roll home. Lisa, do you want to stay at my house?
Yes, I think I will.
You can stay here if you want. We've got bunk
Grab
beds
and stuff. Bring it on.
But there are women that are thinking, oh, can I come by myself? And obviously they can, as you just said. There are women that come by themselves.
Or the
yeah,
that's
it, yeah, that, and it
can
is daunting.
I come on my own?
Would you personally go out on your own?
I think I would now that I'm a mum. Do you know,
now that I'm a mum, yes.
I'd probably go to the pub and just probably sit there and just
I like to get out of here.
I do that all the time. Even more since having Reggie.
No, see, I shop alone. I do shop alone. Oh. I can't shop with people.
Oh, I never shop with people. God, never shop
going to the supermarket or going to like a clothes shop.
Yeah, just waiting on people to look, to try their own things on. I can't be bothered.
No,
I just want in and out. I'd rather shop online than go shopping with someone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But going out, it's that safety thing. So it's different because your party, you know you're safe. But I think that's the only reason I wouldn't go out partying on my own because of the safety issue.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why they're coming alone for yours. And it's safe.
It is safe. And there's trust as well. Yeah, there's a massive, like, this amazing feeling of you're safe and you can trust everyone there. As you said, you leave your bag down and nothing would happen
to it.
And there is that. And also what I loved, also going back to the first quiz up you did, which literally blew my mind, was the barman, I think, underestimated how much mums need to party.
They had no idea what was hitting them.
They literally had no idea.
They were so lax, and then they come up with, whoa.
Yeah. I'm always just like, what did the bar do?
Well, we were not expecting that.
I was like, I fucking told you.
Yeah, like, mums don't go out that much, but when we do, oh, we go out. So your next quiz up, tickets went on sale, what, like a few weeks ago?
Wait, I've heard quiz up, quiz up, and piz up. Yeah, there is
a
bit of,
so basically, it's piz up. But as a play, you know, piz up was piz up. And I think because it got, I guess it was when it sold out. Like, I think it was my fifth piz up, and it sold out, I don't know, maybe, I think it was 79 tickets in 6 minutes. And I was I think we're going to need like to do, and everyone kept saying, oh, I didn't get tickets. So I was like, I wonder if I just do literally a one-off. I'll never do it again because I don't want to do big ones. That's not what I'm here for. She says I'll just do one, like a one big Christmas party, and as like an extra bonus, I'll just get like, who would I really like to get, like old school kind of garage headliner. I'm gonna get DJ Luck and MC Neat. Everyone always says to me, how did you get them? I was like, I fucking paid for them. That's how. I just emailed, like Googled DJ Luck and MC Neat's manager. That's how. For anyone asking.
But it was insane.
And then I think it was like getting that many people just in.
How many was in on that one?
That was 290.
Wow.
Which one from was that 30. One?
That was Chris Up.
That was
30.
That was the first ever big one I did.
That was apps, honestly. Like, I woke up that day. I kind of like, drunk so much, but I woke up the next day, like, not even hungover. I was still buzzing from it. It was insane. It was so
and I have not, like, it was properly, I honestly, to be, and I'm sure you know them fairly well, but they were just like, what the fuck is this
going on?
Yeah, they were just like,
No, it's like really good pipe, but it's like full of mums. It's like really weird. There was all like mums coming up to me and saying like, it's like my mums. Like, it's all mums.
They were
and
loving
I was like,
it, believe
all
me.
Mums. And I was like, yeah, it's all mums, but it's wicked. Like, they got vibes. Like, they actually party. I was like,
exactly.
I think they were a bit like, what is going
they didn't understand
on?
It.
They kept saying to Jamie, hang on a minute, mate. Is it just women? Is it just all mums? He was like, yeah, it's my wife. There's just all mums. Right. Oh, my God, okay.
All women, all mums.
Every
all
time
women.
They come, like, and, you know, we've had a different act each time. But again, it's been selfish, I guess, in a way, to what, I mean, luckily,
babe,
you love
it's
as well.
It's literally not selfish it's our at dream. All. What you've started is so not selfish. You're giving, like, a night out for so many women out there.
But I think, like, in terms of the music choices, you know, some people can be like, oh, I'm not sure that's my... It's like, well, that is my vibe.
Old school
so
garage
far,
is
works,
literally...
So I'm just going to, like, life. It's life.
It's
like,
life.
Do you ever get bored of it? Like,
well, it's had a... Garage has had a revival. It's just... It's refreshed even for myself because we started, it's 21 years, in 2020, it's 21 years that
Can
we've been going.
Can you believe that?
21 years. My daughter, the baby, and my secret was there from earlier, I was telling, my daughter is the baby that said, ha, 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 what are you laughing at? On the beat
no!
in 21 seconds. She
no!
was 4 years old.
Seriously?
She's now 23 and pregnant, having my grandson.
I can't believe that's your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh my word, that's amazing.
That's my daughter. So a garage in general has grown as old as my daughter, but it's also had a complete revival. And luckily, luckily for us, we are in the one genre that's never been made new. I mean, everything is old school garage.
Yeah.
It's the exact same tunes as it started out. So we've never been replaced. So we're in the clubs. British music, club music, is garage.
Yeah.
So we've never stopped and also, working.
And there's loads of remixes now. There like is. When you, I mean, yeah. I feel like I'm too old to listen to Radio 1. But we did listen.
Kistery's got you.
Yeah, Kistery, I'm down with. Like, yeah. I've cut Kistery Friday night in my pyjamas, winning. But I do think that, you know, Radio 1, occasional tunes, I'm just like, but there's loads listening. Of remixes it's of crazy. Like all our tunes.
Yeah.
I say ours, like, well, not mine and Lisa's.
I'm starting, yet.
Yes.
I'm starting to feel like my mum. I've hit 40. I'm starting to feel and sound like my mum. Like,
40?
I'm 40. And I'm listening. Stop. I'm listening to my mum. Like, I can remember my mum saying, oh my God, I used to wear that. And yeah, I know that song. That's not a new song. That's a remix. I feel exactly the same.
What I've really been mad. What does your daughter think of you? Sorry, I'm asking.
It's
okay. I'm genuinely so excited.
Sorry, what was you saying? Sorry.
What did your daughter think of your, like, your like, how you've, like, seeing her in her, in the, ha, 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 what you laughing at? And then now, like...
Do you know, for the first time, she actually thinks I'm cool.
Oh.
Oh, it's, she's starting to, I'm like,
so it does happen.
Come on.
Okay, good.
Yes, I did it. Honestly, it took her years to think I'm cool. She never went through that embarrassing stage. She never went through that, oh my God, my mum's so embarrassing. She didn't. She thought I was cool, but she never ever said
it.
Well,
you are fucking
now
cool.
Now she's like, Mum, you know you're pretty cool.
And,
right?
and just for the record, I just want to say that Lisa Mafia is in my fucking house.
Can we just discuss that?
Like, literally, I'm trying to be really cool, but I have got something to confess. The twat that I am, I can't believe I'm actually going to confess this, but when 28 Seconds first came out, I literally was like, I'm going to time them.
And oh my God, you did it.
I did. I timed every person.
You do realise you're
actually
one of very, very few that knew it was 21 seconds each. You know, that is pretty amazing.
That's why I'm actually quite cool.
So actually you're quite cool.
All right, I'm quite cool.
What am I missing?
What?
What am I missing?
So basically,
so basically, when they on 21 seconds because they're each rapping for 21 seconds.
Oh my God, I can't believe you know that.
Oh, I actually feel really cool right now.
Do you know that I've never actually been told
Luke,
somebody who
cool,
knows
please.
That.
Sorry,
babe, don't come back.
Whatever.
I'm actually proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Do you know what? Fucking good. Right, good. So I did time it and I was like, that's actually really clever that it is just 21 seconds.
It is.
How did they do that? That's really clever.
Because, you know, when we were coming into the industry, that is so cool. No, don't. That is the coolest thing I've ever heard because I've never had anyone tell me that what I know. Oh, they don't realise. They're just saying, oh, yeah.
But where did the idea come from? Where did it come from? Why 21
because
seconds?
Because we know... When you're making a record, you on radio and for singles, you only have 3.5 minutes. That's what they give you to make a record. So we had to fit all of... When we first came out with Oh No Sentimental Things, it was just me, Romeo and Mega Man. And they and the audience, the fans, thought there was only three of us in So Solid. Meanwhile, there's another 100,000 behind us waiting to have their shine.
How many are there?
To get me, you asked this earlier, it's roughly about 30, maybe more.
Are they all coming in now?
Yeah, they're coming in now.
Just come the garden. Can't you see them in the garden? Yeah. No, but honestly, the artists that
there's
everyone
twins,
would know
aren't
10,
they?
Like, they're actually newcomers, the twins.
Oh, are they?
They're not actually the So Solid, they're newcomers that we've allowed in over the years. Yeah, we've allowed them in.
Do you want Lou and I?
Well, yeah, you
can. We're available.
I think so.
I'm clearly very cool.
Since you are well educated.
We have six children amongst us.
Yes.
We wear
you've seen me before,
Zara
earlier.
Knitwear.
So Solid kids.
Right, so, I mean, come
so
on.
So Solid kids now, see, they're in the beds.
So Solid performed at Fizz Up.
Fizz Up, right.
Also, that's what we were talking about. Yes. Sorry, we digress.
We always digress in this podcast. It always does digress.
And actually, I do think it's important to make that a little bit clear because it's like, I started Pizz Up. That was the name. And then when I was like, okay, fine, the night's going to be, I'm going to do a one-off, like, big one.
And what does Quiz Up mean?
Well, it's Christmas and
Pizz
Up.
Sorry, I feel like I'm interviewing.
No,
it's terrible.
Bring on.
Yeah, the kind of, the because it gets confusing, but because I was going for, like, the
I am so confused right now.
Okay, Pizz Up. There's Pizz Up.
Gets pissed.
And then because I was doing, like, a big Christmas Pizz Up,
right.
I was like, oh, a play on words. Christmas, Pizz Up,
Chris Up. Hey. I thought you just made up something when you was pissed at Piss Up.
I mean,
I just thought it must be that she was pissed.
Can we at least remove from the building, please?
Slurring of the words, just Chris Up.
Yes, we're going to Chris Up.
The funny thing is, it has been called a many a thing. Right. It's like, oh God, I can't wait to come to Pizza Up. It's like, call it, I don't give a shit what you call it. I'm not precious.
Mum's Up.
It's just anything goes.
It's Pizza Up. Can I get a ticket to Pizza Up? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I mean, ultimately, who gives a shit?
Because he just fucking good and got it out.
Like, ultimately,
just give me the pizza, give me the prosecco, give me the tunes. I need to get out.
And I think, like, it's like, I couldn't call it a piss up, right?
Right, yeah.
Because
I love that. Couldn't. It sounds like it, but it's not.
Fizz. Piz. Pizza. Piz.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Piss up.
Somewhere along the line.
I'm all over it. I love it.
And then the same for Fizz Up was because it was like a festival style piss up. Christmas piss up, Chris up, festival, summer style. I mean, listen.
I love it.
I mean, it's endless.
And I did like Piss Up Presents, you know, the dot, 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 the series, just in case they ever decided to.
Like, I think it's great.
Because I've also done. Did you come to Piss Up in the Park?
Which yes, I did. Yeah. I loved it. Oh, it was really good. Yeah. And I must say, anyone who's listening to this who is like, well, I want to go, but, you know, I don't know if I can because, you know, I'm not an Insta mom, because this was one of the questions that we got. It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
I even hate that word.
Yes, I think it's important because I think that's one thing.
Yeah, that a lot of people worry about.
It's like, oh, you know, I'm not. It's like. That's not what this was for. It was because I was really...
You wanted the Insta mum to have a night off, basically, as well. Because it is their job, so you've got to give them
their credit. I was really lonely. No, I didn't even do Instagram when I started it. I literally had no Instagram. Mm.
Yeah.
When I started it, it was just... I think I started a blog, and I had no... It was just my sister-in-law, my local mum mates, and then it was word of mouth. And then maybe, so then the next person was, you know, I think the Clapham one.
I heard about Piss Up through word of mouth.
Yeah, who was it though?
It was Hannah, who runs Honey Rocks London.
So they came to my first one.
Yeah.
And then I think that's it. So then the second one was word of mouth, 40. Yeah. And then the third one was, the second one was 40. The third one was 60. Then it was, you know, it was never ever like an Instagram event. Yeah. It was actually just for
it's
me and my mates.
Climb, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's fascinating is that your first one was, say, 30 odd people. Mm. Your latest one, which is the tickets are on sale now for Christmas, is...
Well, there are 800 tickets.
Wow.
How many tickets did you sell in how many minutes?
For the latest one... So we sold, I say we, Jamie and I were sat in like where's the place on the South Bank? Oh, the South Bank Centre. Yeah. Hang on a minute, hello, guys.
Get some more wine, it's fine.
We were sat at the South Bank Centre. I was like, okay, let's just press. I don't want to look for 5 minutes just to see how it does. And then like literally we looked in 5 minutes and it was 128
That's insane. In 5 minutes.
That's so good.
I mean, look, it just goes to show that us mums really need a night out.
And they deserve a night out. And
a lot of those tickets are individual people who are coming, like the Holiday Inn's booked, the Premier Inn's booked to Clapham Junction. You know, it's like, you know, it's 3 months away, or was at the time the tickets have gone out, and it's just give yourself that time. And like, and I make a promise.
What date is it?
It is Thursday the 19th of December.
Perfect. It's at the Clapham Grand. I literally told Jesse, I was like, I'm out that night.
And then I'm not available.
And the next day, you're taking the kids to school. Because like, I'm literally, and he's here right now. Jesse, the next day you're taking the kids to school.
Okay. I want your blood.
And Lisa, from like you've performed
yes.
at these amazing events. Yes. Like, how is it like seeing, like, because obviously, have you ever performed at an event before with like?
Do you know what was really nice for once? Because like Romeo and me, for the last 18 years, we've been together doing our shows together, because we have fortunately been two of the very few members that got solo projects on top of the So Solid projects. So we managed to have our own singles and a lot more music than the boys. So we've been out together doing our thing for years.
Yeah.
And every gig, Lisa gets battered to the side because they fancy Romeo.
Hey,
they're like, excuse me, no. Out of the way, bitch.
Oh, no.
That's Romeo kissed me.
Do you know what I mean? But at
Yeah, Pizza, sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah,
I didn't
fine.
Mean that to happen.
It's okay. It's okay. It was only my
Babe,
left
I'll kiss you
that
way
got crushed.
Before I'd kiss Romeo, just saying. Like, you're fucking
and
cool.
Honestly, thank you. And honestly, at his up, I got just as much attention.
Yeah, you did.
It felt so good.
Come on, let's honestly. All face it. Like, we all wanted to be Lisa from So Solid Core. When she comes out of that, like, that ripped... what is it?
Oh,
you come out of
I
like a
through G-Man from So yeah. Solid. So I stepped through.
Step through it, and the wind machine and your leather dress.
Do you know
like,
what?
Oh, that was actually, women loved it. I think
you know,
having
that was the
you
first
there.
Time I put a dress and heels on.
Really?
That was
me?
The very first time. I had never worn a dress.
Did you know what you were coming to? Like, did you know that kind of it would be? Because everyone is always a bit like, what?
No.
What's going on?
I got signed in. We went on holiday to Ayanapa and we jumped on stage and we played our record. And the boys were like, get up on stage, get up on stage. I'm like, no way. They're like, get up on stage. And I'm like, it's just a little thing. And I've done this song. And when we got off stage, there was some guy called Glenn from a record label. And he said, when you get back to London, I'm going to sign you. And we was like, sign us. What does that mean?
Well, this is how it started.
This is how
you
it
so
started.
So basically, you,
was it in the square?
We made a record. But yeah, in the square.
Oh,
in
I was probably there.
Club Ice.
What year are you
Club
talking
Ice.
About?
Oh my God, Ice.
99, maybe 2000.
Oh, Jesse was there.
2099.
Jesse, you and I were probably there.
I was there literally a year later.
And they,
a year later.
They said to us, when you get back to London, we'll sign you. And we was like,
because
sign?
Of you.
What does that even yes. mean? We didn't know what sign meant. Yeah. We got back to London and we were signed to a record label called Relentless Records.
Yeah.
And they put out our very first single. And that single had sold white label, meaning like it didn't have our name or anything. It used to be 12-inch records
yeah.
in a white sleeve and used to just sell them out the back of our van. And like for like fivers and tenners and that, like maybe even £3. And we sold hundreds of thousands of those, like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands over a whole 2 years since 97 to 99. And then we got signed by this label and they put this record out officially, but they put too many remixes on there, which made us go in not the single charts but into the album charts. So we never ever charted. So no one ever knew
fair.
What we was.
What?
No,
but we managed
right.
to go gold with our very first single, but no one still knew who we was because it was in the album charts. So it wasn't being heard because it was only one record with loads of remixes. So everyone was like, that didn't make sense. We didn't chart or be seen in any like the Top of the Pops and CD UK.
No one
saw us there.
CD UK.
Oh, Cat Dealing.
Pepsi chart show. Yeah. We wasn't in any of them because of our record label.
Yeah, but you made up for it with
but
your
then,
21 seconds.
Sony Records came and found us and bought us off of Relentless Records, and that was our very first major deal, and we got like £1.8 million. And we
how did you find each other though?
Oh, we all grew up in Battersea. I actually grew up in Brixton with just two members,
but we all went
loving that.
And we all grew up in Battersea, and we used to hang around on Wynn Stanley Estate and Badgerick Court and that, and that's where we grew up, and we all loved music. And it's just like, you know, another friend would come in and be like, yeah, I can rap too, and then another one was like, I can DJ, oh yeah, I can produce, and I know how to use the camera, and I know how to use the video, like a video camera, and be a big videographer, I know how to edit. So it was like we built own team and empire almost within our estates, and made music. Yeah,
I love that.
So yeah, that's how it all started. And then we got signed to Sony Music, and we made 21 Seconds, and that was the one that actually put us on the map.
And it's still
Bound for the Reload as well, Oxide and Neutrinos track, that put us on the map as well. That actually sold, I think, 100,000 units unsigned.
It just never gets old, does it?
Yeah. Never gets old.
I think also, if you're a garage fan, like
I'm such a garage fan. Bonnie's not. My sister isn't. I was like,
what?
Get out.
But I knew this. Like, she was more house and I was garage. And,
but also, I wonder, she is more Jamie's age.
How old is she then?
She's 41.
And Jamie's 41. Yeah. So Jamie, you know, yeah, part of Jamie's soul died when he has to DJ his up.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
He doesn't like garage.
No!
What? I am literally shocked. Jamie, where are you?
Yeah, exactly.
This is why he's not here. He's like, I can't.
You know what
talk.
It is?
Like,
he I'm needs to have a proper old school party and you'll get into it because everyone does.
And that's my thing. I think like now, there was a few kind of, and he loves new music and the new music stuff. He was like, this is real. I was like, I told you.
Told you.
Told you.
Right. What was it like when you sang or when you performed at Fizz Up? With a bunch of mums, like, what was it? We like, this is a whole group of women. What the hell?
It was just so nice. It was so nice because, as I said, like, Romeo usually gets more attention than me. Yeah. I was in a room full of women that were giving me the attention.
But isn't that amazing, though?
Won.
That's amazing. Yeah,
I remember everybody saying, and like, you're a mum. Yeah. And I think there was that camaraderie of just like, oh my God, look at her.
And that's what
look
felt
at her
good.
Still smashing it.
Yeah.
It and she's good. Got a how old daughter?
A 23-year-old daughter. Yeah.
Wow.
She can I say, I know you can't see what I'm seeing right now, but literally Lisa Mafia looks about
12.
and she's about to become
a grandmother.
A grandmother.
I mean, seriously, what the fuck? And here I am. We're at the same age. I've got a 10-week-old baby in the next room.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
Congratulations, by the way.
I'm just so pleased that she's still asleep. Right, next questions. Right, because we could literally talk, like, literally
honestly.
All night. I know. Yes, I know.
When are we recording the single?
Exactly. Right, Lorna, I've got questions for you. What would you say are the highs and lows about organising Piz Up?
The highs of organising are probably bringing together women in terms of being able to, I guess, facilitate someone attending Piz Up who hasn't been feeling great about themselves or really needs a night off but doesn't have that kind of network or community or whatever it is. Like seeing it all come together, there's something, you know, I think the regular Piz Uppers or whatever you want to call them, you know, and you know, every time there are new people, which still blows my mind. The last one, it was like loads of new faces I'd never seen. But those who do come and are friends of mine, I guess, so they're there to support me because I don't know. I think everyone assumes I know everyone. I'm like, I don't know everyone. Mm. But they walk through the door and, you know, they'll be saying like, is anyone coming alone? I'm like, yes, that lady. She's like, okay, wicked. We'll take them to the bar.
Oh, I love that.
And so no one, and I know it, you know, listen, I'm old. Hashtags are kind of, you know, a newish thing for me. But when I say like, you can drink with us, I genuinely mean it. Yeah.
I feel that. Like, yeah. When I'm there, I genuinely feel it.
Without sounding wanky, I mean it. You can drink with us. It's not like it's because it's something I've never felt. Like I felt for ages, like I just didn't belong anywhere as a new mum with Elsie. And that is why I'm like, oh, and I see new mums who've got their first, sometimes their second, and they're like, shit, I should know what I'm doing. But I'm like, oh, it's okay if you don't. I've just had my third and I'm still struggling. But when you walk through the door, someone will take your hand, and I have made that promise. And I guess the lows can be that I'm slowly learning I cannot please everybody.
Yeah.
And I think when there's 30 of you, I can. And now there's 500 of you, I can't. And that might be anything from a dietary requirement to, you know, I'm going to, like, but, you know, I want to hold everybody that walks through the door and make them feel, and just sometimes I might now miss that person because there's so many of you, but I will try my best to kind of cater for and be there for everyone. But I think that's the one thing I'm slowly learning, which Jamie kind of always reminds me of. You cannot, like, please everybody, because someone will say,
well, I think that will start altering your brand and what it is. And I think, I think what you do have is something incredible and you should just stick to it.
And that's what I'm trying to do, they
won't come again, but there'll be someone else that absolutely loves it because you're doing something incredible.
Yeah, and
a lot of people have started to love it because you can tell, look how big it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, people who have come to your parties before are coming again and again and again.
Yeah. And if it doesn't suit you, that's totally cool as well. Like, I'm not trying to sort of sell anything. It is what it is. I will not change it.
I would absolutely urge you to just stay on your path because what you've got is incredible. So just stay
and why
on
wouldn't
it.
I? And that's I totally agree. And I kind of, there are moments where I think, oh, maybe. And
maybe
it's like,
I could add this and take away that. Like, really?
But then I'd be pleasing like someone. If I just keep to what it is, it's like, I know it's a, you know, an obvious term, but it literally isn't broke. And I kind of,
and like, you're saying it's something minor, like some dietary or something like
that. Or kind of there wasn't enough food, or maybe there's too much food, or it's like, I can't, for those individual needs,
never too much
I'm just
food.
Gonna keep it like
seriously never
yeah
never.
Or, you know,
to be fair, like, I always skip meals at the moment because I'm like, feed the kids, get the kids ready, oh, I haven't eaten myself. That's why I'm like,
and I think that's what I try and engineer around. It's like, we need something to eat, so there's always going to be snacks. So for I'm crap at eating when I'm pissed as well, drinking, or just out.
Something,
like, even if you're not drinking.
That's what it's for.
Exactly. And also, even if you're not drinking, like when I was pregnant, I remember being at Pizzup going, I just don't, like, I've got a massive baby in my tummy, or just not feeling it. So there will always be snacks. So there's loads of, like, you know, pita chips, or like, I've had like loads of amazing brands who've done like popcorn, and there's Jude's ice cream, or someone providing like a dessert. I've had like Oma Cakery doing brownies. So there's like options.
Always something.
So like, if you just want something to, like, you know, a bit of a sweet treat because you're not drinking or whatever.
Mm.
But then my point is, there will always maybe be someone that's like, I didn't feel that was enough.
Yeah.
That to me is really upsetting.
Vegan. Yeah. And a whole vegan spread, please. Thanks.
Yeah. But I can't.
You can't.
Like,
you can't
please everybody. Yeah. But that's like, hard to swallow.
Next question. Is this just a London thing, or is this like nationwide, worldwide?
Oh. Well, I literally had a 48 hours in Parma the other weekend. I was like, Pizzup, Parma. Parma, Pizzup. After like a tank of rose, I was like,
what a lovely
weekend.
It's got a
great ring to it.
It does. Were you pissed?
Always.
Great.
Always, Lisa. It is London for now. And I think I get asked a lot, is it going to be East London? Are you going to come to like Brighton? Are you? For the moment, it works. And I think because I give enough time and enough like notice,
people can come to London.
You can just schedule in a night off and a night out for yourself. And actually, some women's feedback has been, do you know what? I quite like it because I come away for the night and I book the premiere. I mean, I remember staying at the Holiday Inn in Wandsworth and there was about 40 of us. I was like, morning, ladies.
Morning.
And there's like 40 mums in there, knackered in the morning having breakfast. And, had 3 months, they planned ahead.
There's enough warning to get the baby.
That's nice, isn't
so
it?
Maybe, but no, I won't be franchising it. It's just not what I want for it. But at the moment.
Next question. I'm a gay dad. Can I come?
It's a tricky
that's
one.
Tricky, isn't it?
Because do you know what? I have many, you know, dads actually. A lot of my friends' partners and husbands are like, so hang on a minute, you've got like Artful Dodger. So what's going on? Like, I would like to see them. Or I'm like, well, you know, you guys get to go out possibly a little bit more than us, which is a potential generalization.
No, it's not at all. As I stare at my husband.
Yeah.
I'm going fishing next weekend.
Oh, are you? That's
oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Great.
I'm going to Pizzup in December.
But
in your diary.
Never say never. I mean, you know, like I've done kind of for my, again, it's selfish in a good way, but I have summer holidays, I have kids. So I did Piz Up in the Park, which involved my children. And so I could share the load and hang out with Lou or whoever fancied coming along. Maybe there is a parent
Piz Up. What about mum, dad?
I think there is a parent Piz Up in the making.
Yeah, parent Piz Up.
But listen, I'll be, you know, my mum will kind of, you know, hunt me down if I don't do it. She's like, darling, can you do Grizz Up? Grizz Up for grandparents.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my mum would love
it. Oh,
she.
Lisa Matthews. Lisa Matthews. Anyway, you heard it here first, guys.
Lisa Matthews is going to be it.
But yeah, I think there are options, but it won't be a franchise thing. It won't be. I would love to take it to maybe up north one time, but also behind all of this is one person
with
Jamie with three kids. Husband, so it's like the first thing I ever do when I plan one is text my mum.
Yeah,
saying right. I've been offered, like, you know, I've talked to a venue. We've got this date, Thursday the 19th. Are you free? Yes, darling, I think that works. Dad's got tennis on the Tuesday and Treacle's at the having her anal gland squeezed on, like, the Wednesday.
Who's Treacle?
Oh, the dog. The dog. Oh, it's just my sister. I'm joking. But, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, so it you know, like this, it takes a lot behind the scenes.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And for, me, that's the whole day I'm at the venue setting up on my own, not like blowing up a balloon ready for you all to arrive.
And that's actually another question we've had, saying you're quite open with your anxiety and stuff. Mm. Like, how do you deal with your anxiety when organising such a huge event?
Mm.
Do you know what? I remember my dad saying to me, I think it was not this one, the last one before, just saying, Lorne, is this all worth it? Because I was like, they were there ready to look after the kids. You know, Jamie was at work. I was down at the venue, back up, down at the venue. And I, you know, Reggie was small. He was like, and I was like, it's fine. And it always is.
Mm.
But it's just natural, right? Like, you must get.
I get it. I do events as well. So I can do festivals as well. I mean, 50,000 people. So that, like, feeling. I think that actually
drives you
to do what you need to do.
Absolutely.
And I think that's coming from being a parent, because they drive you mad when they go out a bit too long, or I don't know if you've got teenagers yet.
No
right, so I've had a teenager and it gets intense, you know, when they're out a bit too long after school at school club, that they're not at school club, they're on the street corner and they're having a chat with boys, and it's like, what are you doing?
Phone tracker.
Yeah, honestly. And you track them down to the spot and they're actually talking to a boy and you're like, really? Yeah. And I mean, the anxiety makes you love them more.
But
and the same as your business, the anxiety makes you love it even more. And every event is just makes it more and more special. And the bigger it gets, it's like, oh my God, this is incredible. And it makes you do well, and it drives you to do more. And as I said again, you're doing something incredible for people that need that touch, that time off, you know?
Yeah,
just let it drive
Definitely.
You. Don't let that anxiety get the best of you. Let it drive you.
And it is, yeah.
And I must admit, I just want to say, on behalf of all the mums out there who have gone to Piz Up, thank you. Because, oh my God, like, we need this.
Yeah.
And honestly, we really, really appreciate it. Like, today, honestly, just before you arrived, Lisa, and before Jim arrived, I literally was like, as I said, my four-year-old was being an absolute twat. And I've also got a 10-week-old baby who I'm still trying to, like, figure out a routine. Luckily, tonight she's been amazing.
She's been brilliant. And I can't believe it.
She's been amazing. It's literally
Inca.
A one-off. Big up to Inca. And a seven-year-old who is currently on my husband's phone. He needs to go to bed now. But all I could think about is, I cannot wait for a night out. And a night out with other like-minded women who are on the same page as I am, in a safe place where there's going to be fucking incredible music. And feel like you are in your 20s. And to feel like you are the person that you remember who you are before you had children. It's so important to kind of get back to that point and go, yes, I am.
I think that's when I said there's, like, the lineup as well. It evokes such kind of, like, I don't know, just a feeling of like, I mean, listen, I said, like, Iron Appa or wherever it was that you were, a Kavos, whatever, like, I mean, it for me, those are carefree.
Yeah.
Carefree times. And it's one night.
Yeah.
It's one night where I just want to feel like I'm dancing in a space as well, where I'm not thinking, God, someone's going to look at me in a minute and think, wow, her moves are really like circa 1999. Like, these moves are great, okay?
Hello.
And I'm these like, are the moves. You know, I had a lady come to the last piz up and she was like up the stairs, you know, with her. And I was like, there's a space up here and you can kind of go up there and pump if you need to pump. I had like three women up there just pumping, like, downing the wine, like
she means breast pumping. Sorry. By the way, just to make that
not
clear.
Not actually, like, not sexually pumping.
Pumping? Pumping, okay.
Yeah, let's just clarify that.
It's a new piz up, don't you? Yeah. The pump piz up.
Pimp, yeah.
The pimp up. Up.
Oh, don't say pimp up.
Pimp up.
Oh, God.
And I've got another question. Where do you see piz up in 5 years' time?
Oh, I honestly don't know. Yeah. I have no... It's not a business. It's not a money driver for me. It's just I'm enjoying it. And I always say to Jamie, I'm as good as my last one. And if, like, we do Chris up at the Grand with Shola Ammer and Artful Dodger. Yeah, well, is Shola your mate? Don't worry,
really,
if she's
good friend of mine.
Oh,
yeah,
really, I love good that. Friend of mine. And she's a mama, right?
Yes, she is indeed.
See?
Yeah.
I feel like if that's a great Christmas party and after that I'm like, it is what it is. Like, that was great. Then I'm done. It's not my job. Yeah. It's kind of.
And that comes
something.
Across as well when you're at the event, it doesn't feel like it's like contrived as like some kind of like branding, money making thing. It literally feels like I need a night out and I deserve a night out. Mm. And I'm listening to these amazing artists that I remember from my younger years and I feel like myself. And that is.
And I think if you don't enjoy Garage as well, what I guess Jamie brings to it is to be fair, he does DJ for like 7 hours. It's a long
he's amazing.
Time.
In fact, he is, he's the resident DJ. It's also Lorna's husband, Jamie, and he is amazing. And he was meant to be here tonight, but Reggie has a temperature.
He does. He's teething. Aww. Yeah.
But yeah, he's the music he plays is.
He brings a constant. And I think like as much as I would have like Lisa or, you know, DJ, like, oh, they're kind of little things for myself and essentially the other women. We work hard on a playlist together and he works really hard to kind of bring together a perfect floor filler kind of, you know, end of the night.
And
that's come
perfect.
With experience, you know, we didn't do anything like that, like four piz ups ago. We just, you know, we're like, oh crikey, just throw Whitney on. And then now, yeah. Yeah, if in doubt, put Whitney
just
on.
Just pull it on.
Genuine Pony. Yeah, they're all up. They're skanking.
Reload that one. They like that one. Do it again.
No, it's...
Monster Boy, it's always a hit.
The tunes are brilliant.
But I think now that we've thought about it, he was like, okay, we've got 2 hours to fill. What are your ultimate... You know, and I put that out on my Instagram playlist as well, like...
But also, I remember you coming to me at the last quiz up going, what should I tell Jamie to play? Like, going around the dance room, what tune do you like? And I was like, oh, I really want to hear La 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 song. And like, okay, fine. And then you go and tell Jamie and then he plays it like, yes.
Yeah.
This is amazing. This is like euphoria right now.
Fulfilling.
And then he also played at Bonnie's 40th, didn't he?
Yeah,
and it's my 40th coming up. I might need to...
There you go. It's my 40th coming up. Well, actually, no, not until next year. But
no. When are you,
are you both next year?
I'm 39 in January.
Oh,
so
God,
next
baby.
Goodness.
Oh, shush.
I feel really old now.
We're like we're 2 years apart.
I'm 40 next year. Right, well, I think that's a pretty good podcast, I think, actually.
I mean, we can talk hours.
We've summed it up.
I don't know, I feel like I spoke loads about myself. Did you want to say
more? I feel great. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for coming.
Another
I think
great
it's great.
Thing
it's
doing.
Been awesome. And I think the only way to finish this podcast, say... Romeo Dunn.
Oh my God. Yes, Louise.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've got a lot of information out of that. Please get a ticket for Piz Up. And also please subscribe, share, rate, and review my podcast. Everything means the world to me. Mama still got it. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.